March 25, making your trial balance. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Brethren, we must sink the shaft deep in the mine of truth. You may question matters with yourselves and with one another, if you only do it in the right spirit, but too often self is large, and as soon as the investigation begins, an unchristian spirit is manifested. This is just what Satan delights in, but we should come with a humble heart to know for ourselves what is truth. The time is coming when we shall be separated and scattered, and each one of us will have to stand without the privilege of communion with those of like precious faith. And how can you stand unless God is by your side and you know that He is leading and guiding you? Whenever we come to investigate Bible truth, the Master of Assemblies is with us. The Lord does not leave the ship one moment to be steered by ignorant pilots. We may receive our orders from the captain of our salvation. If a brother is teaching error, those who are in responsible positions ought to know it, and if he is teaching truth, they ought to take their stand at his side. We should all know what is being taught among us, for if it is truth, we need to know it. The Sabbath school teacher needs to know it, and every Sabbath school scholar ought to understand it. We are all under obligation to God to know what He sends to us. He has given directions by which we may test every doctrine, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them, Isaiah 8:20. But if it is according to this test, do not be so full of prejudice that you cannot acknowledge a point when it is proved to you, simply because it does not agree with your ideas. Do not catch at every objection, however small, and make it as large as possible, and preserve it for future use. No one has said that we shall find perfection in any man's investigations, but this I do know, that our churches are dying for the want of teaching on the subject of righteousness by faith in Christ and for kindred truths. No matter by whom light is sent, we should open our hearts to receive it in the meekness of Christ. Review and Herald, March 25, 1890.